Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
So one of the key things that prevents our happiness is having an obsession. It could be a person, it could be a thing, it could be a goal. When we have an obsession, we hand over our power to it. And when we hand over our power, we hand over control of our own happiness. We are no longer able to be happy when left to our own devices because we put all our hopes on being happy into that obsession. In order for us to get back into the state of being in control and aligned with who we are, we need to get rid of that obsession, or at least develop a healthier relationship with it. So how do we overcome an obsession? Letting go is a process, so let's not beat ourselves up. It takes time and it will not happen overnight. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to share with you my 10 steps of letting go of an obsession. So whether it's a person, a celebrity, plastic surgery, or a video game, obsessions can take over our lives. Getting over an obsession is not an easy task. It takes time and a lot of back and forth until you're truly over it. Don't beat yourself up if you can't get rid of it immediately. Take baby steps and you will get there. These are my 10 steps to help you work on getting over an obsession. Step number one, distance yourself from the object of your obsession. Obsession with a person is a sign of an unhealthy relationship. Physical distance creates mental distance. If you impose distance, the obsession will start to weaken. If it's an obsession over a pastime or a video game, disconnect the console, sell your kit, give it away to a friend, or at the very least, put it into a storage where you can't easily get it. If it's social media related, delete the apps from your phone and disconnect from it for a while. Step number two, stop feeding it. Feeding an obsession will give you an instant hit of dopamine and it's hard to break the habit. You have to starve it. If it's an obsession with a celebrity, stop looking at their social media and thinking that you are living their life or are befriending them. The more mental space you give this obsession, the more control it will have over you. Step number three, find a distraction. Distracting yourself from obsessive thoughts is easier said than done. It's hard to stop thinking about your obsession as it feels so good to think and talk about it. But remember why you want to get rid of this obsession in the first place. It is so you can enjoy all the other things in life. When you are overtaken by obsessive thoughts, find some easy ways to distract yourself, such as working out, reading, talking to a friend about everything else other than your obsession, or focusing on your work. Don't just replace one obsession with another, though. Step number four. Be in the moment. If you're always daydreaming about your obsession, your mind is never where your body is. You may be living another life in your mind and missing important moments with your family, friends, or work. Find ways to be in the moment. Meditation, yoga, or connecting with nature all help. Engage in conversations. When people talk to you, listen carefully to what they're saying rather than daydreaming or trying to shoehorn in a chat about your obsession. Try to focus or find a mantra that keeps you in the moment, like, I am here, I am present. Step number five, form new habits. If you're obsessed over one person, try to meet new people and form new relationships. Becoming closer to others makes you realize how much more the world has to offer compared to that one obsession. Even if the obsession is not a person, meeting new people will introduce you to new ideas and perspectives. Step number 6. Learn a new skill or take up a new hobby. It's easier said than done, I know, but you will be making new connections and memories and finding excitement outside the object of your obsession. Step number 7. Change your daily habits. At times, we can't distance ourselves from our obsession as we have incorporated it into our daily routines. Ask yourself which routines can be shaken up if they are keeping you attached to it. You probably know the answer right away. Try to change your routines and your obsessive thoughts will weaken before too long. Routine changes can be as simple as not checking social media first thing when you wake up, taking on a meditation practice instead, or taking a long break during the day. You could try taking a different route to work and going to a different hangout spot to avoid seeing someone you are obsessed with. Step number 8. Refresh your life. Take back control by making some personal changes. Identify the things that remind you of that obsession and do something else to renew and refresh your life. Step number 9. Talk to a therapist. Sometimes an obsession runs so deep that it's impossible to get rid of by yourself. Speaking to a therapist will get it out of your mind and help you ground it. A therapist should give you the tools to regain control of your thoughts and take charge of your life again. Step number 10. Don't let the obsession take over. It's up to you to know if your obsession is manageable. If it brings you joy and you can still enjoy the rest of your life, then it's not the sort of thing I'm talking about here. If that's the case, you can keep it up until it runs its course. But if it's fully taking over, then it's up to you to make a decision to cut it off and take control of your life again. It's going to be baby steps, perhaps. But you know that all obsessions ultimately fade out, and so will yours. It's just a matter of time. However, by being proactive, you can beat it and live your best life right now.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.